Neil, good point. Defensive performance, you may be aware, 12 corners, all defended really well. We gave the man it much to Aaron Morris. You seem to set up to contain, and if that's true, you would be pleased with the outcome.
Yeah, I'm absolutely delighted with the outcome, James. I think the important thing today was to keep our unbeaten record going. We knew it was going to be tough. The second in the league for a reason. You know, they beat a lot of sides. But listen, like I just said to lads at the end of the game, someone would have said that you'd take 4 points off Buxton, 4 points off Bamber Bridge, you know, so you take it. And I thought it was a defensive masterclass. It was different to what we usually play. I've been critical of myself at times where I've played, well, not gung-ho football, but a little bit attacking football. I said to the fullbacks today, sit in, protect Curtis, protect Aaron. I said to Smudge and Griff, you know, sit in a little bit deeper and let's see if we can hit them on the break. And I thought we played some great football. Probably just at the final third, we wasn't at our clinical best, but great point away from home, clean sheet, and yeah, really happy.
Duckworth's introduction in the second half gave Linney a bit more support, and for a while that looked promising. But going to what you said, really, did you feel that it was a game, if you were to win the game, it needed some precision and quality in those final passes, and that wasn't there much today?
You know, I've just said to the lads, I'm not going to hide it. I'm not going to come out here and berate people. I thought Ali Wanaka could have been better for us. I thought Joe Duckworth could have been better for us. I thought Donald's worked hard, but he had a chance right at the end to slip Regan through and didn't have panicked and, you know, with his final ball. So probably top end of the pitch, you know, we didn't do enough. And the scoreline reflects that. We were excellent at the back and didn't do enough going forward. But listen, we were coming up here for a point today. You know, I'm not going to say we wasn't. I'm not saying we've got any favourable fixtures because there's no easy games in this league, but we're now going in, you know, to the next week's game against Stalybridge, top of the form league, 6 unbeaten, and we go and try and pick up as many points as we can do now.
And Donoghue on the flank, is that where you really would like to see him play?
No idea, James. I'm not going to lie to you. I've just said to him now, I said, where am I going to play you? Because wherever I play you, you're exceptional. We've played him number 2, we've played him number 4, we've played him 8, played 10, 7, 11. Mm. You know, he's just a fantastic player. And he's his own worst enemy because his work ethic is so positive. His attitude's so positive. And it was important to play Mike Donoghue today, not for a number of reasons, but, you know, to make his 100th appearance for the club and, you know, a lot of factors around it. And he was my man of the match, I'll be honest with you. You know, I know you've given it Aaron Morrison and rightly so, but I just thought Donoghue epitomised everything that we stand for today. And, you know, whether or not he's on the right or on the left, he gave them problems. And, you know, that's the beautiful thing about Mike Donoghue. He won't like it because he want to be settled in a position, but as a manager, it's really, really positive when you've got a Mike Donoghue in your squad.
You've got Potts looking more like his old self when he came in. So you've got three players there for two, three quality players for two positions. Is that something that you, as a happy
I'd say
it's problem?
Four. I'd say Harry Wilson. I know he was quiet today, 17-year-old. A lot of factors against Haz today. You know, he's playing against his two Fleetwood coaches in Yatesy and Nathan Pond. All these Fleetwood teammates were here today watching him. He's under-18s coaching. You know, big crowd. I think he just, you know, I think the occasion got the better of him, but he's a good player. Griffiths wasn't happy when he came off, but so be it. You know, I don't want my players to be happy. Potsy was exceptional. Smudge was great, but we've seen this season, it only takes, football could change any second, it only takes a couple of injuries to Potts and to Smith, and all of a sudden you're down to two. So, listen, I'm not going to be explaining to anybody about what the team selection is going to be. We've got 17 cup finals to go, and the team will be the team, and hopefully everyone sticks in there and stays positive.
And 7 goals conceded over a roller coaster of a Christmas period, the clean sheet, all important for you.
Exactly what I said. I said, listen, you've got your doubters now. Although you picked up 4 points, you've conceded 6 goals in the process. You know, with 3 against Ashton and 3 against Radcliffe, and we need to be better. And they've just shown that when you get a partnership of Morris and Jones at centre-half, Halsey at right-back and Dodd, Lavercombe and behind, I don't think there's a better back five in the league, and they've just shown that. You know, they're exceptional, but this season we've been hamstrung because CJ's missed and Doddy's missed, and we've had to draft Halsey in and Aaron dropped out against Mars. So it's difficult, isn't it? But we are very, very happy with the point, and you know, big credit to the fans. They were happy at the end of the game as well.
Finally, Stalybridge at home next Saturday, followed by Whitby at home 3 days later. Stalybridge, that sort of, at this stage of the season, Stalybridge home, 3 points a must, would you say?
Unbeaten's a must. I have a points total over the next 2 games. It's not 6, it's not 3, and it's not 0. And if we get that, we're on course. And we know what our points total is going to be this season. And I've said 17 to go, 51 points. We know exactly what we need from the 51 to get where we want to be. And, you know, we're going to win every single game. Love to, but I don't think we will do. So we've got to make sure that we really precise with our points along the way. And, you know, I don't want the lads to feel any pressure that they've got to beat Stalybridge. I think they've just got to relax, do the very best and see what happens. But I'm sure there'll be an expectation growing now because we're creeping up in and around the playoffs and people are dropping points. And but I did say before Christmas when things weren't going great, don't rule us out yet because there's a lot of football to be played and a lot of points to be picked up yet.